As the summer tourism season wraps up, interior operators are already looking to next year and worrying how they'll deal with a move by a major industry player. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Westmark's owner, Holland America Line, is permanently closing its hotels in Tok and Beaver Creek in the Yukon. An owner of a motel in Tok says her business may benefit by gaining customers that would have checked in at the Westmark, but, says Diane Young, a co-owner of Young's Motel, the Westmark's closure is going to hurt the community's tourism-dependent economy.
I mean, it's going to impact Tok a lot because that whole hotel complex is closing. That's a big business for our small community.
Holland America officials say the two hotels won't be needed to accommodate the tourists that the company's buses bring because, starting next season, Holland America won't be busing tourists from Fairbanks to Dawson City and back. Instead, they'll travel by air. Company spokesman Eric Elviard says that'll enable tourists to spend more time in Fairbanks and Dawson and less time on the road.
So what used to be a two-day motor coach drive, Fairbanks to Tok and then Tok to Dawson City or the other direction, is now about a two-hour flight with transfers.
Young believes Holland America made the change in part due to the often marginal condition of the rugged Taylor Highway that runs from Tetlin Junction to Dawson City. But Elviard says his company's decision was based on customer feedback.
We were getting back a lot of research and answers from folks about wanting to spend more time in destination.
Elviard says the change will affect 21 tours around the state. Holland America will use buses next year to transport tourists on some tours between Fairbanks and Denali National Park that had previously used the Alaska Railroad. The company announced that plan earlier this summer as part of its efforts to get tourists to their destinations more quickly. For KUAC in Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.